gentlemen, this is September 4th, 2013. You look funny at me, John. You made me doubt myself. Right? It is. It is September 4th, 2013, on a glorious day in the state of Maryland. Beautiful outside. And this is a meeting of the Board of Public Works. This meeting will be very much unlike the last two meetings we had at the Board of Public Works, and that we expect to conclude our business in prompt fashion. And to start the meeting off right, I'd like to ask the comptroller if he has any opening.
The comptroller is out of town and sent his regards. Yeah, I must say, I think it's the most beautiful day of the year so far.
That's great.
And a day when, if I were in school, I would say it's time to have class outside. So I think we should see whether we can do that as quickly as possible.
Oh, I think we could. Maybe not this meeting. Maybe we'll set up for the next meeting now. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Madam Treasurer? No?
No,
let's dive right in then.
No, I don't.
Secretary's agenda.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer. I would first like to introduce the new recording secretary to the Board of Public Works as our last one retired after 39 plus years. At last meeting, and you may wonder why that 6-hour meeting made her finally retire, but she did. And so we now have Missy Hodges, who has worked in, actually, I've worked with her for 20 years, and she's worked in our office for 15 years. So I do believe that she will be a very capable recording secretary. So anybody who has M. Boschert on your email, make sure to change that to M. Hodges, and we're ready to go. Missy Hodges, right. So anyway, we have 10 items on the secretary's agenda this morning. One report of an emergency procurement. Item 10 is actually not appeared on the internet so far because I'm calling it a hand-carried item. It's being called a hand-carried item because we wanted to keep it relatively under wraps. It is the recommendation to bestow the Warren K. Wright Excellence in Maryland Procurement Award, which we do every 2 years. And this year, our office, the procurement advisor, I would like to recommend a certain person with her focus on a results-oriented process. She's demonstrated during her career as a state procurement officer that fair and proper government purchasing is consistent with delivering services to Marylanders successfully. When the item is published on the internet, which we'll read this afternoon, everybody can read the whole entire item and hear about Ms. T. Suzette Moore from the Maryland Aviation Administration.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this this honor. Of all the things that go on at the airport, one thing I never worry about is procurement because of Suzette. I've had the pleasure of working with her for almost 27 years and as a consultant perspective and as a peer. So thank you so much for everything you do for, obviously, the citizens, but for BWI and MAA.
Thank you so much.
I'm speechless. And most people know that's quite a beat right there. So I want to say thank you for the recognition. I love what I do. I love being at the airport. It's the passion and the pride that we have in our facility that makes my job interesting every day. And I just want to thank you for the recognition.
The most important thing she said, she loves it at the airport.
Yes.
She loves it at the airport. She's not going to go anywhere else.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Congratulations. Come on up. Congratulations. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you.
Could I just add that not only is Suzette a model for procurement officers, a real-life example of how tough issues can be addressed successfully and in fact, projects accomplished and put behind us instead of always being in front of us. But for women throughout the state government, she has been for some time a role model of how to do your job, work with everybody, continue to rise, and be responsible for the successful implementation of state programs and successful and productive investment of taxpayers' funds and state resources. And so I just want to personally thank you and congratulate you.
Well, here we go now into the Secretary's agenda. Right? No? Anything?
Yeah.
Treasurer moves approval, seconded by yours truly. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move on now to the Department of Natural Resources Real Property agenda.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Emily Wilson with Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We have 10 items on our agenda today. Be happy to try to answer any questions.
What's the best thing on your agenda, Emily?
I'm kind of partial to an easement in Dorchester County known as Tull, 200 acres. We did get it at an 8% discount in addition to 50% federal matching funding through Navy's Readiness and Environmental Protection Initiative program.
What item is that?
It is item 9. Sorry about that. And we do have Liz Zucker here, who is our local land trust partner, the Nature Conservancy, down in that area.
Lynn? Who is it? Lynn Tucker?
Liz Zucker.
Liz Zucker. Ms. Zucker, come on down. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been nominated by Emily to be the best item on the Department of
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. This is a surprise to me, but thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Tull easement, 200 acres on the Nanticoke River. It is also on the Gales Creek, and it connects it actually sits on the Delaware-Maryland border and connects 50-mile corridor from Delaware, Nanticoke Wildlife Area, down to Blackwater Refuge. Of protected land, permanently protected on the Nanticoke Dorchester County side, has 5 rare species on it, 4 interior dwelling habitats, and it's a great partnership between the landowners, the state, the Nature Conservancy, and the U.S. Navy.
Well, that's a new one.
Yeah.
And what is the U.S. Navy doing for us?
They're providing Readiness and Environmental Protection Initiative funds, because the Nanticoke is their training. It has restricted airspace along the Nanticoke corridor because they train. It's their from Texas Naval Air Station. It's the training area for all of the aircraft made for the Navy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So the Navy wants the land under their restricted airspace to remain rural because of safety issues and noise issues. So they match. They saw what we were doing in the Nanticoke Rural Legacy Area and have matched our funding there. The state and federal funding is 50-50.
So it's sort of like a flyover zone?
It's flyover. Yes.
And
restricted airspace.
Do we have other areas that are similarly located?
For the airspace? No, but we have the same funding is used to restrict development around the installations around Patuxent Naval Air Station, the Army installations in Aberdeen.
Yeah, we've done similar things around Patuxent, right?
Right, right. But this is for actually the airspace where they test the jets. So it's a great partnership. I would never believe that we would have had a partnership with our military. We have mutual goals in land conservation. And they've been great to work with. And this is a terrific property to protect, also because of its linkage with the Delaware state lands as well.
So this comes down from Seaford?
It's it starts at Woodland Ferry. Do you know Woodland Ferry on the Nanticoke?
No, not
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, oh, it's great. It's a great little ferry that crosses the Nanticoke in Delaware. And the corridor starts there and goes all the way down to Blackwater, permanently protected lands, mm-hmm. thanks to the State Rural Legacy Program in particular.
Mm-hmm. Should take a trip.
Oh, definitely.
All the way down there.
Mayor Brinsfield has been, I think you remember Mayor Brinsfield
yes.
in Vienna.
Yes, sure,
he's been
sure,
pivotal
sure.
in making sure that the area around Vienna is maintained as open space for farmland. So it merges working lands, farmland, forest land, Navy restricted airspace, a community, Vienna. They drew a growth boundary around their town. They want to grow so far and then have rural lands around for a working landscape economy, agriculture and forestry, and ecotourism.
So Woodland Ferry Road, and where's the public access to this? All over the place?
For the corridor, or
mm-hmm.
Well, there's
public access to Seaford, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Seaford, and then the Nanticoke Wildlife Area. If you look right next to the tall easement, is public.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Nanticoke has a fair amount of public. Vienna, you can get out on the river.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Well, this was a fun one. I like this.
It is. It's a great easement.
Well, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Your good work.
Thank you so much.
And anybody watching at home wants to check out the green lands we have preserved, mm-hmm. the ones that still need to be preserved, and you didn't only go on to MarylandGreenPrint.gov. Check it out in your own county. Figure out what you can do to advocate for better protection of the minimum amount of lands that Maryland needs to survive and thrive. So the treasurer moves approval. Seconded by yours truly. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed. The ayes have it. We move on now to the University System of Maryland. I'm sorry, Department of Budget and Management. Second time, right?
Governor, Madam Treasurer, good morning. There are 5 items on the Department of Budget and Management's agenda for today. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I just want to put a marker sort of in the ground. There are a couple of items here that concern me regarding the future of state employment and how we're going to manage our state programs in the face of, one, the coming tsunami of retirement, which we have discussed before, and two, the level, the competitiveness of state salaries and compensation. And one of them was 4S that brought this up because we're procuring external psychiatric staffing, essentially, of a state hospital because we can't attract and retain in the state system the right folk. But I think it's not limited just to this, as you all know. And I'm not proposing anything, but I would think, Governor, that whether it's a sub-cabinet group or some other group of people who understand the problems and have had experience enough to know what alternatives are available, to actually start looking at what is in the state's interest to do, assuming that the present external constraints, the amount of resources and the aging of the workforce continue. There may well be some programs, this may be one of them, where you can do just as well for the citizens through procurement of outside staffing. But there may be some where that's simply not appropriate, and I think there ought to be some sort of a comprehensive look. I would just like to put that B in the bond of the people who are going to be dealing with the problem.
So how do we go about doing that? How do we take a look at this? Just a personnel request?
Yeah. I mean, certainly we can have our personnel staff begin to look and see what...
Josh, anything you want to chime in on this? Or?
What areas?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, just what areas are requiring more consultant services and go from there.
Cybersecurity is another area where we can't, where we oftentimes have. I mean, it seems we get somebody on board and they're already
well, and auditing, and I mean, there are just a lot of very competitive areas.
I would say that certainly with psychiatrists, we've had a challenge not just at Spring Grove, but also on the Eastern Shore. And I mean, I would say that that's a situation where ideally we would have staff because we want people who are committed to the institution over the long haul. But if we don't have as many staff as we need, then we have to find them somewhere else. There are other types of positions which may the contracted model we use may work better. So I would be happy to participate.
Well, and the other thing is, if you think that that's what we're going to have to do with a particular service, such as the psychiatric staff, but there are drawbacks, are there ways to compensate for the for those drawbacks? I mean, and I would, it seems to me that it would involve looking at what other people are doing and just thinking about what
they're
doing.
One of the things that we already do through the budget process is as agencies identify positions that are hard to recruit for and hard to retain, or we have what we call annual salary reviews.
Right,
so we
right.
certainly try in the ingoing budgets to accommodate those specific positions and provide for increases. You know, the problem is exacerbated because over the last 7 years,
absolutely.
We've really not been able to give state employees the raises that others have gotten. In the early years, a lot of our talented staff was taken away by the counties who were continuing to provide
and
raises.
The university.
And the university. We're still uncompetitive with the feds, so it's been an uphill battle.
Yeah. But my request deals more with looking, I mean, I understand
what you're saying. It's state government in its entirety.
Yeah.
And in light of the fact that we have so many baby boomers retired.
Absolutely.
I have it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Move favorable. DBM agenda.
Okay, Treasurer moves approval. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. And that passes the Department of Budget and Management agenda items. University System of Maryland.
Good morning. Joe Evans, representing University System of Maryland. We have 7 items on the agenda today. Here to answer any questions.
I just want to take another moment to mention item 5C.
Which one is it?
Outstanding item, the Fischel Center, Fischel Institute, at College Park, the bioengineering building. Just to say that this building, which is going to house an institute focused on the use of engineering and biology together, as Mr. Fischel has, to focus on human health. And to bring all these different faculties together, different resources together, it's going to be a model for the nation. And I just want you to know, I can't wait to see it built. It really is a very, very exciting building, and it will, I think, provide a spur also to bringing in venture capital and starting, as Mr. Fischel has, starting up new businesses and perhaps even new industries in Maryland. So it's a deceptive little item, but it's very significant.
No, it's great. And yeah. Dr. Fischel's a brilliant guy, great innovator. Done so much in the medical device area,
yeah.
And we're so glad he's proud to call Maryland home.
The whole Fischel family.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you for providing the opportunity.
The Treasurer moves approval, seconded by Governor. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move to the Department of Information Technology.
Good morning, Governor. This Secretary of Information Technology has one item on this agenda this morning, and they are withdrawing the one item, so there is no DOIT agenda this morning.
Nothing.
The item will return when the comptroller returns to next meeting.
Okay. Okay. Department of Transportation.
Good morning, Madam Treasurer, Governor. For the record, Jim Smith, Transportation Secretary, representing MDOT. MDOT is presenting 13 items as item 5 is being withdrawn. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great agenda.
All right. Treasurer moves approval, seconded by the governor. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Department of General Services.
Governor, Madam Treasurer. Al Collins, Secretary of Department of General Services. We have 7 items on our agenda today, and we'd be glad to answer any questions on any of these items.
Did you know, Mr. Secretary, that the Treasury Building again had at least one bat in its belfry?
No, I did not, Madam Treasurer. I'll be right over there to take care of it.
Move favorable.
Seconded by the governor. By the chair, all in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. And that concludes the agenda for the Board of Public Works. Thank you.
Your building.